Earth, sky.
Are ocean currents likely to carry oil from the BP spill out of the Gulf of Mexico and into the Atlantic? In early June 2010, many news organizations reported that the answer was yes. They based the reports on a video from the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, a computer simulation showing movement from the site of the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico up to the eastern seaboard of the U.S. and into the open ocean. But NCAR scientist Cinta Peacock, who helped create the video, told Earth Sky that it wasn't depicting the movement of oil, but a colored dye.
We didn't try to simulate oil, so we put in a dye, which is like a food coloring. It has no physical resemblance to true oil.
Dr. Peacock said that within 6 months, a dye would travel to the Atlantic Ocean. Oil behaves differently for various reasons, but, she said,
we still think it's very, very likely that oil will get into the Atlantic.
If it does, she said, people shouldn't expect oil to coat Atlantic beaches and wildlife. That's because some oil will evaporate, be eaten by microbes, and become diluted in seawater. Earth Sky also spoke with oceanographer Breck Owens at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, whose team has released an underwater robot to directly measure currents in and around the oil spill. He said Gulf currents are too unpredictable to make accurate forecasts of where the oil will travel. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.